This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of Ayush and its benefits. The participants are Professor Tanuja Manoj Nesri, Director, All India Institute of Ayurveda, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
A warm welcome, Dr. Tanuja Manoj Nesri. Ayush, which integrates the traditional Indian medicine systems like Ayurveda, Yoga, Yunani, Siddha and Homeopathy, what are the primary health benefits associated with each of the Ayush systems?
Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity. And now it's a very well said that Ayush is the one which is the strength for the preventive medicine. It is also useful for management of chronic disorders, degenerative disorder, mental disorder, non-communicable disorder. And it is the indigenous system of India and it is imbibed in our culture. But the Ayurveda is the one which is majorly practiced in India and it is also practiced in more than 80 countries across the globe and it is officially recognized by Government of India. There is a separate ministry, Ministry of Ayush. And Ayurveda is the one what we can, the knowledge system of health and happiness. And journey starts from illness to wellness to happiness. They're similar to Ayurveda because Ayu is a life and the Ved is a knowledge system. So it is a knowledge system of health and happiness. And that is its strength. Similar to Ayurveda, there are other systems. With the Yunnan, they came to India and many are the followers for the Yunani system, which is also practiced in the Middle East countries also. And in India also, it is very well imbibed. Many practices from Yunani systems of the medicine and the products including the Arka and many other products, those are also being used in the practice. And there is a well-established education institutions, practitioners, and that also has been legalized. And the research councils as well established under Ministry of Ayush.
Okay.
Similarly, homeopathy is also being practiced and it is more practiced in the eastern part of India, Kolkata and the West Bengal. And the Yunani is popular in the Kashmir and other parts of India. And that is also a traditional natural system. But the homeopathy is, its principle is similia, similibus curantum. And the delivery mechanism is very simple. The sugar balls and the pills, medicines are user-friendly and practical. So homeopathy system is also based on the individualized, customized selection based on the certain principles of the miasm and the meridian.
Okay.
And then there is system of Siddha, which is more practiced at southern part of India and especially in Tamil Nadu, which involves also products and practices, but also it involves more herbo mineral and it is also comparatively fast acting and used in many chronic ailments, especially skin disorders and various other disorders as well. Now, following that, there is a natural way. Yoga is being practiced everywhere across the globe. Yoga and naturopathy, mainly it involves non-interventional, like no medicines. Like in other systems, the oral medications are also used. But the naturopathy uses natural resources, like water therapy, hydrotherapy, mud therapy, the solar bath. And so the all five elements which are natural in the environment, those are being used to heal from within and to create the harmony with the universe. And yoga is also a part of the Yoga and Naturopathy Council in India under the Ministry of Ayush. And yoga and other systems like yoga and Ayurveda, they are the two sides of a single coin. Yoga is a spiritual face of Ayurveda and Ayurveda is a physical face of yoga. So I think yoga should be practiced by each and everyone. Intervention can be the other systems like Ayurveda, Yunani, homeopathy, Siddha, whatever, as per the choice and the availability. But yoga is an inseparable part of each and other systems because it creates harmony with the mind, body and the soul within oneself and within with outside. Like this year's theme of Yoga Day celebration is self and with the society. So exactly is the same principle of yoga, yoga samatva muchyate. So this is about the Ayush systems. And the one more system which is practiced in the Amchi medicine, that is on the high altitude, that is Sovarippa, Buddhist monk, and the high altitude in the Himalayan belt and in the Kashmir belt. So that is also been included recently under this Ministry of Ayush and other Ayush system.
So, Dr. Nesari, that was very well explained as to what Ayush inculcates in its practice. So what are actually the primary examples of common health conditions that can effectively be treated by Ayush practices? And in what situations might Ayush be preferable over conventional medical treatments and vice versa?
The Ayush basically strength is the prevention. So in the primary care, for the prevention for all the diseases, if we follow diet, lifestyle, and the supplements, that is the rejuvenating rasayana, herbs like amla, a day keeps doctor away. So with all these things, with the spices, home remedies, we can prevent all the common elements like even fever, pyrexia, common cold, and many other conditions well in advance. Even in the seasonal change, the fever, flu, and the viral infection can be prevented or controlled if we follow healthy lifestyle and simple interventions, number one. It is the best preventive medicine. So even in precancerous condition, if we continuously take this, then it will not be manifested if we start well in advance. Even in pre-diabetic condition, it will not be full-blown. In major disorders, mainly non-communicable diseases, which are considered also as a lifestyle disorders. For example, diabetes mellitus, obesity, coronary artery diseases, hypertension, even chronic kidney disorders, liver disorders, skin disorders, mental health, neuromuscular conditions, osteoarthritis, all these conditions, all Ayush systems are really very good and they provide holistic and complete solutions. And in some conditions like liver conditions, liver disorders or gastro-elementary, all digestion-related conditions, this can be the stand-alone, very good effective. Even in neurodegenerative conditions, this is really one of the best preferred medicine over the conventional counterpart.
Ayush medicines be taken along with the conventional medicines that a person takes?
Yes and no, both. Because under a very good supervision and continuous monitoring is done, it can be given. Sometimes in specific condition, like in stroke or paralysis, initial 7 days, which are considered as a golden hours, as an emergency management, and immediately thrombolytic drugs are given by the allopathy. We must rush, even we also refer to our conventional medical doctors. And after 7 days, when there is a rehabilitation is to be done, to be achieved along with physiotherapy, yoga, then immediately if we start panchakarma and massage and other practices, I think that gives the best immediate recovery so that the patient does not become crippled. So integration is not combining mixopathy and together, but in one patient we can have a standard protocol when to add or when to give standalone, add or complementary.
What is the major difference between Ayush and conventional Western medicines in terms of treatment approach and philosophy?
The basic approach is like apple is comparing with the oranges, because the patient itself, the main goal is to provide holistic well-being and complete wellness from illness and achieve happiness. It is for the both the systems. The objective is the same, but the approach is little different because Ayurveda is more holistic, natural. It heals from within and it creating the harmony and homeostasis is the one. And the conventional medicine, allopathy, is a reductionist approach. Like allopathy does not use the single plant. It uses many ingredients within the plant, that is a phytoconstituents. And not only that, a synthetic analog is being created, which is similar to the pure compound. So allopathy has a reductionist target-based approach, like the one molecule target in the system, in the human being is selected and specific target-oriented molecule is being attacked. So sometimes the other system may get the adverse effects because it is target-based. molecule-based reductionist approach, and it is a synthetic and chemical. Whereas the conventional medicine has a holistic, plant-based natural resources, so it is not pure compound, but the various dosage form which acts on the specific systems are being selected. So comparatively, it is safe, but again, a delivery makes it more safe and better.
Dr. Nesiri, let's take a specific example of, say, diabetes, which is a lifestyle disease and which is treated with medicines and insulin shots. How is that treated under Ayush?
The conventional medicine's approach is glucose-centric. Like the entire efforts are being concentrated on how the HbA1c and how the insulin resistance will be minimized, what are the pathways being followed so that the fasting PP sugar is being controlled and HbA1c and all the other markers are being regulated. So it is a glucose-centric, but completely Ayurveda approach is, it is considered as a prameha and it is a lipocentric. So lipocentric means when the fat metabolism and the liver metabolism is being stimulated and it is normalized, so it minimizes insulin resistance. And so that from within the body is healed, there is a metabolism is completely normal. Even glucose, fat and the protein, all the metabolisms are really re-established.
Okay.
And to have the better control on the sugar control, if we do panchakarma like virechan, then this liver stimulation is really fast and we get the better results.
Yeah. Yes. So what you mentioned, it is healing from within, which is what Ayush medicines do. So how is Ayush being integrated into the mainstream healthcare systems in India? And what steps are being taken to improve accessibility to Ayush services in rural and urban areas?
That's a really very important question. Basically, for the rural India, the Ayush practitioners and the practices are doing very basic work because so rural India, it is a big network from the state and through National Ayush Mission, every district and every block has an Ayush doctor who is serving to the community. Even for the 5,000 community block, these Ayush practitioners are providing their service through National Ayush Mission. And Ayushman Yojana, under that, there are 12,500 health and wellness centers through which this yoga, primary care and Ayush medicines are also being provided through this wellness center. Apart from that, the medical officers and these Ayush dispensaries, more than 23,000 medical dispensaries at the primary level, secondary level, tertiary care, district hospital, these Ayush practitioners are providing their services through Panchakarma and through wellness and through medical management as well.
There's been an exclusive All India survey on Ayush conducted by the National Sample Survey Office. Briefly, if you could tell us about the outcome.
The outcome is very encouraging. The outcome tells about that more than 80% of our population relies on traditional medicine and takes the one or the other form of the traditional medicine or follows the practices also and the therapies for their primary care as a first aid management. And also it is being used in many parts of India as a preventive care, first aid for more prevention. And 45 to 52% of the population also uses for the medical management as well.
On that note, we would like to thank you, Dr. Tanuja Manoj Nesiri, for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of Ayush and its benefits. The participants were Professor Tanuja Manoj Nesiri, Director, All India Institute of Ayurveda, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.